Question number one, how has COVID-19 affected your faith or beliefs?
For me personally?
Yep.
Okay. I would say, the church is a community, and so that's kind of one of the main things. So it definitely affects my faith in the sense that I can't be a part of my faith community in person. It has affected my faith in that I work at church, and so I can't really effectively lead that community as well as I normally would, when we can meet in person.
Right.
I'd say there's definitely, for me personally, not as much, for other people more, who like became unemployed and things like that. Definitely a trial of faith, like kind of like, God, why would you let this happen kind of thing. So I'm personally not like there yet, because financially we're okay for now, but I can totally see it. That's kind of where a lot of people are.
Yeah.
So I'd say it's just uncertainty right now with that too.
Okay, cool. Number two, is your religious community still gathering currently? How has COVID-19 affected your participation in your religious community?
Yeah, so we do like some Zoom meetings and stuff like that, I go to a really small church, so they can't really live stream. But they'll record videos and people can watch that. And so it's just not the same though. The Zoom and everything is not the same. And I've noticed even people don't participate as well over Zoom, or they don't attend as much over Zoom, which you would think that now everyone has nothing to do, so we would have more people like attending or whatever, but it's actually been less people than in person. I'm not completely sure why. I think it could be in partially because like nobody's on a schedule anymore.
Right.
It's like the weekend is constantly every day, so it's kind of hard to remember stuff, and I think that could be a reason why, but I don't know for sure.
Okay. And number three, is your religious community supplying or engaged any kind of community service in an attempt to help alleviate issues caused by the pandemic? If so, what are those efforts?
So my church, I don't think is, because I don't think they even have, like, they're barely even getting by, they're just trying to pay the rent right now. And the issue is, for lots of churches, people aren't giving as much because people aren't, making money. And our churches rely on giving. So I don't know. I think that lots of churches are not able to support people in their community right now. Granted, you have some churches that can, that have a lot of income maybe, or good cash flow, but even big churches are hurting,
Right.
significantly. Even like, Valley Baptist, the big church that you guys we went to and everything, like their reduced budget for a week was like something, I want to say like $160,000 a week. That was like their reduced budget. Okay, which is a ton of money, right? But it's still big. They need that much money just to run. And so then, like, the first week that it all went down, they only got like $50,000. So that's like not even a, that's like a third of what they want,
Right.
So it's definitely financially impacting churches in a way that they can't do as much, as they would want to.
Yeah, for
So
sure.
no, I would say lots of churches can't. In my church in particular, I don't think they've done anything out in the community, and also you're not really supposed to leave the community. So, yeah.
Yeah, very complicated. All right, that is it. Thank you so much for your time.